could.
Okay, you're ready, you guys.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Call the meeting to order at 6:05.
No, there's nothing really we can do at this point. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Amanda, very much. Want to, before we start, anything else to officially welcome our new member, Lindsay Gonsard.
Welcome.
We are very happy to have you.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, so why don't we start with approving of the minutes. We can start with the treasurer's report. Yes, you're on.
Okay. This will be pretty short and sweet here.
Okay.
You're about to use... I sent you a copy of it, or okay. It's a little confusing. You have to be on the right tab, though. It's called the Treasurer Report Library Fund, not including PC. So we're 4 months into the new fiscal year. Through October 31st, here is this report. Changes from last time: we received $1,000 grant from Stewart's.
Right.
After courtesy of Julie's hard work. So
good job, Julie.
Yay, Julie.
So that's great. And that's for Julie, that's for child programs, right? Child related programs.
Yeah, right. Hopefully the homeschool hangout.
Oh, okay.
Like the crafts and stuff.
Yep.
And then crafts that we do that day, maybe keep as like a passive craft for the week. So like if we have other children come in, they can that craft that we did on the homeschool
hangout. Good. Okay. So that's good. So we've got that. Here we go. Expense-wise, Julie is doing a really good job of, really being very prudent here. We haven't really spent a lot to date on either programs or books, as you can see, which are our two main items. Right. So we got plenty remaining for the next 8 months. So as you think about what you want to do, Julie, you've definitely got a little bit of a cushion there. So for both those, I want to just drop down for a quick thing to postage. I got to redo that number 223. I actually just talking to Julie, I had included probably about, I don't know, maybe $70 or $80 because it was the 30 plus.
It would have been 31 plus 31.
Okay.
62.
Okay.
Yeah.
So about $60 should really be basically, I guess, supplies. And what those are is the, you can describe it better
the
than
vanilla,
me.
I was processing the books, I had to order these.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And so I ran out, so I had to order 3, and then I ran out again. So I ordered 3 more, but I have 2.5 left, so I don't have to order those for a while. I haven't ordered any books, but I did get a couple of free books. But that was it.
I thought what that was the envelopes, the big white envelopes where we put the book returns
right,
in.
Right.
So that's why I put it into postage.
Okay.
But I didn't realize again, because I know we talked a lot about that earlier in the year and a few months ago when you first came. But we haven't, because we switched over now to the new
courier,
you know, that won't, so that number will have to come out or be redone. We've got our subscriptions, which are, we just paid the virus software this past month, so that was paid, trying to think if there's anything else. There's really nothing else I wanted to mention, except this does not include the expenses, does not include credit card bill for October, which I know you've already coded for me, because that's not going to get paid till November. So that'll show up the next, we're always like 1 month behind in terms of the town pays all our, our bills through the credit card bill.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we go by their kind of accounting report, mm-hmm. And so they, so we know what we spent in October, but it won't show up. It won't get paid until November, and that's when it gets picked up on the accounting system.
Can I just ask, this runs June to June? Because you said 8 months to
Yeah, run? Our fiscal year runs, July 1st to June 30th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So we're talking about 4 months in this fiscal year. So that is that. The other thing this does not have, and I will have it for next month, is the petty cash income and expenses. You know, from time to time, I you know, add those in here. This is just what goes through into the town, what we call the library fund. You know, any donation checks we get, any bills that are paid, you know, through them. We also have, obviously, the petty cash, Nancy, and we get donations. We have a jar right there. People come in and they you know, give cash donations. We have other donations we get from time to time, that cash donations, and, you know, or things like we might have a sale, like a raffle or something like that we're doing, and those types of things that, you know, and that's how we replenish our petty cash, in addition to going to the town for a check when we need a replenishment. So we've had about $200 in donations that are not showing up here. This is just one donation, $15 that came in, a check that went to the town, that was deposited in the library fund. But we've had $200 in addition to that. $100 of that was basically 100 from the jar, and 100 was just a check from someone, or cash. Okay. So essentially we've got $200 extra in our, it's not showing up in income, and we have $200 pretty much that in expenses that we paid in petty cash. So petty cash balance today is the same pretty much as it was at the beginning of the fiscal year, which is good. So we have about $285 in petty cash. The expenditures that are in petty cash are, by the way, $100 of that is postage. So the postage number, again, I've got to adjust for the petty cash, the amount of postage that was paid out of petty cash, and also reduce it for $60 for transfer to supplies, I should say. And there was some costs that we paid for the shell get together that came out of petty cash. But basically it's, you know, not a very big amount as you can see. Just trying to see if I can. So finally, we started the year. We had $18,000 in the fund, the library fund, and we are at $17,718, which is pretty much right, very close to where we were. Mm-hmm. So, good job all around in managing that. So, any questions, anybody? Yes, I see you.
Do you think at some point before the next budget, you know, at the end of June, we should look at postage again and really look at that number, because a lot of it's coming out of, well, some of it's coming out of petty cash.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we need to, like, put our heads together on postage. Next time.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about that, actually, Julie and I. Historically, like, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's always been sort of a combination of, you know, going to the post office and charging it on the card, which is picked up through this report, and also taking cash and walking over there and paying it. It's a mix. It's very, in reality, you'd almost prefer it not to go through the petty cash, because it can slip through the cracks.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and I think, to be honest, and we were just talking about this, I think in the past it probably has, because everybody kept thinking, you know, we spent more on postage than was showing than my number,
exactly.
You know, and there's probably something to that. And I think that's your point, you know, and I agree with that. The other thing I was going to ask while we're on petty cash, postage, is, Julie, we haven't got any bill yet for the new courier service, right?
No, she said that she will give it to us four times a year.
Four times a year. Okay. So
she does it quarterly.
Okay, so, yeah. So we would get a bill.
I can ask her tomorrow, because I'm going to see her tomorrow, because I'm picking books up.
Okay.
And
when,
yay!
And when did it officially start?
October 6th.
Okay, so we probably won't get a bill. So we probably won't get anything until December or something. Or.
I'll ask her for sure.
Okay.
When she thinks.
Okay. Yeah, and I think until we get, like, I think our first bill, Mary Beth, on the new system, it's going to be hard to gauge, like, where we are. So, but I agree with you totally. It's kind of a mix.
We've got to get our ducks in a row with that, but we will because we're all attuned to it now.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Yeah. And I think that again, we had the interim librarian. She didn't even have a card. She was actually Karen. She was going over to library with Cash because she was like, so it wasn't her fault. That's just the only means she had. So,
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to keep track of how many books I returned in the courier? We can do maybe a cost analysis later.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
It's a really good idea.
I don't know if I'll be able to get my previous, but like I have a bunch going tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'll think that I'll put those and I'll try to.
Yeah.
Make sure the bill's right that way too.
Well, it's per stop now. So now it's not per book.
Tomorrow
I'm gonna bring like six books and it's not gonna be $30.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so
we're
gonna
have there.
Yeah. And like you're set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like that was 13 books and then 13 and we got another so that right there just but we'll have to start tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll ask Rebecca if there's a way if she kept track of the Wells books. I don't know if there's a way.
I think going forward, though, it's a really good idea. So the other thing, Mary Beth, one last thing is I asked the town yesterday where they stood on the budget, that we submitted. And I guess the town is not going to or approves the budget in December, is what I was told. So I guess it hasn't been approved yet because the town budget hasn't been approved yet. I asked if there were any issues.
Isn't that late?
Anything.
I mean, not till December?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted your information in November, right? So then.
Yeah, they did. And Nora had gotten them the information before she left. I think they're looking at it now and then they're going to vote on it or whatever in December. So I'll find out anything then, I'll let you guys know.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. Librarians report.
We ready, Frank? We blown
we're
away?
We're ready.
Oopsies. I don't know if I put it. Yeah, we're just gonna do the email. Okay, so I did the so Tuesday we started in October our homeschool hangout hour. Annie and Gloria have been in attendance for all three that we've done. The first official session, we had 18 children attend, and then the most recent was yesterday or 2 days ago, we had 8 kids. But I feel like it's been positive. The families have had
positive both times.
And I met with someone yesterday that Mary Beth set me up with.
Oh, right.
Yes. So she's going to come in next week and help. She gave me ideas and such. The chess match Wednesdays, we started. He's a new member. He's been here. I want to say we started for 3 Wednesdays. We've had 2 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds,
nine
come, and then a 7-year-old that's willing to learn. And then we've had 2 adults. One came to learn how to play. And then last night we had another adult come to play. So we've boosted our Wednesday numbers.
What time is that again on Wednesday?
So Gene comes at 3. And he just likes to play chess.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if nobody comes, he'll play online or I'll play him. But I don't want to use names, but someone brought her kids, I think, all 3 times. And then an adult came last night and then 2 nights ago. And then we had a different kid come.
And he goes on for an hour?
Till 6. Because Gene will stay here the whole time to play because he likes to. He uses the Wi-Fi.
3 to 6. I didn't realize that.
Gene is coaching the kids as he's playing them.
Yeah, so hopefully they learn. Halloween, we had 22 kids come through. Annie's Day, I think we didn't have a meeting after Annie's Day, but we're not going to touch on it right now because I sent the email, and I think we'll bring it up August 2026. to, you know, discuss our adjustments. But I thought it was a success.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, I don't, and Amanda, here's the guest book. We had people sign, so this is actually how many people signed.
Nice.
Yeah.
I thought we had a good turnout.
Yeah, and then this was actually, so Gina made this book. She only did it 1 year, but this was the first annual.
Oh.
First annual. And then I think the book got lost. And this was ours because I found it hidden. And so if you want to.
Lori's got done over.
Things are, of course. But I'm going to get a little Tupperware and Annie's Day. Everything Annie's Day is going to go in it. It's going to be labeled. It's going to go over there so we won't lose that. Or the movies, DVDs.
I have to tell you that, you know, when I saw that post-it, I thought it was for you. Yeah.
I said, how nice of them to do that for They skipped right over
man,
me.
Maybe I'll say man. Oh, so I wanted the laptop. So the Nora gave me her old laptop. She got a new one. So that way it could be for the library and that we can use it and I don't have to use my personal email, and anything that I save will be saved here, and hopefully the computer doesn't die, but things are kept on this computer for all of us to be able to have access to. Even when I win the lottery and I leave, you guys will have it. So the password, Amanda knows it. And it will be kept in the lockbox, which you have the key to, so you can get into it. Oh, we got a new set of artwork. Amanda, your son's artwork is in there.
Nice.
I put his as the first chicken, so you know who's, you know. they didn't want to put their names on it just in case, so I said, all right, I'm going to put that on there. So they, the kindergarten, so on the easels or whatever, that's our Wells Early School kindergarten class.
Aww.
And then the ones that are laid out, the chickens, are the second grade, and they were learning a watercolor color on color, and they read the rainbow fish, which is why those look like the rainbow fish. The community puzzle on that table donated by Gloria, so we just rolled that up. So I'm going to leave that out. So when, if people want to come, I'll put something on Facebook. First board game night, Annie and Gloria. I stayed for like the first hour at Yahtzee. Our next one will be November 20th. Yep. Tuesday, this past Tuesday, I completed and passed because we had to do homework.
Job.
Yeah, that was. The next class is collections, which starts on Monday. That goes for 5 weeks. Paul Woodruff came in and looked at the light.
Oh, good.
Yep.
And yesterday someone came in. I don't know the day for the field walk and field trip. They had it up in the air, possibly Monday, but we're going to know for sure tomorrow. I'm not sure what time, but that's why I didn't respond to your email.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I will let everybody know. And then a member came in. She has a therapy dog. She's come in twice. The second time was last night. And she introduced me to her dog, Buffy. Oh, so when we do story time, she'll let us know when she can come in. And she'll bring her dog, Buffy.
The kids can read too.
Yep, I got a picture of Buffy, the black lab.
Aww.
I think that's it.
I had a question. I don't know what order I'm allowed to ask questions in now. Should I ask a question now? Oh, okay. Well, where do you post these things? Everything's on Facebook?
Yeah, and so someone actually, it's Facebook and some events are from Punch Forum.
Okay.
And then I started creating a list of when we have an event. I'm going to, so Gloria was my first
guinea pig
with the robotics.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, I'm going to print flyers and the list is the country store, the post office. I talked to you about this list here and the town hall.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know any others. So that
Modern Woodman.
Oh,
they have
okay.
a board there.
Yeah.
You can give it to every one of us.
Yeah.
And actually, I post things in the hall, the church hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
because I want to do something where it will say these are the events at the library this month, and then it'll be like a one and done. And then the homeschool hangout hour, I got their emails, so I'll be able to post email them because some of them don't have Facebook. Oh, Gloria's here.
Did I miss all the good stuff?
Yes, you did.
Hello.
Mary Beth is over there.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Mary Beth. so you don't use the library website anymore?
So I have been trying to. Like, if you actually look, I started posting more photos of our, like, events and stuff. It's not the easiest thing. I'm trying.
Oh, is it hard to do?
Yeah. So I kind of think I figured it out, and then I realized that there's an app to it. So the app is a lot easier than if I go, like, to log in, but I've never really done it before. But so if you look, I've been adding to, like, the programs and stuff. You'll see some flyers.
Do you ever take out old stuff like last year?
No, it just goes down. It's like a
it's not possible to take out old stuff.
I think I can take it out. I think I can.
Because I just think it would be easier because, like, I've tried to look at it and, like, seriously, I'm like, I cannot figure out these dates. I don't know if we've done this. Yeah. I don't know what the heck.
I know
is.
I updated the hours and then Google, I did, but they said they need confirmation, so I actually sent them a picture.
It doesn't even mean any confirmation.
Well, because I guess anybody can do it. Like, oh, I literally just went on and I hit edit, and then they said you have to send me something. So I actually haven't checked Google to see if it reflected. And I checked, and I did Facebook with the hours.
Okay.
So whenever, when was that? October, like, 14th or something? That was when. So if you look, that I posted a bunch of Nan and Andy photos, gallery and stuff.
But if you can't get rid of the old stuff, I just think it would be a cleaner, you know, kind of look.
Yeah.
So, like, just a thought.
Yeah, it's almost like if it's so difficult and there's an app and it sounds so chaotic or confusing, maybe at some point, not tomorrow, but at some point maybe it might be better to just make a new one. If it's difficult, I don't want it to be difficult for you. It shouldn't be difficult.
Yeah,
right.
I think now I could just, you know, if I just, I know how to, I know how to get to the page now, because they're not labeled, so you have to, like, press a million, and then, so now I figured out the icon, I just press it, and then I'll just add the picture, or add whatever, and then it will, like, go kind of, like, in a blog.
I mean, another
like, I can't do
maybe Gina could stop by sometime, because I'm thinking she probably got that website going?
Yes.
Unless somebody else did.
No, she was the one,
so
yeah.
So clearly she would know
she's
how the ins and outs of it work.
Yeah.
So maybe we could see if she could spend, you're a quick learner, you don't need a whole lot of time, but maybe there's, I'm sure it's way easier if you knew how to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I have sat down with her about it, so.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
About the website?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why
it's not fun.
Yeah. So that's why I wish the town good luck if they get that.
We're missing something here.
She's doing a website for the town now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it is important to have a website that people can go to, like Nancy said. It shouldn't be, oh, where is this? And how, you know what I mean? It should be easy for you and for people to look at it. So we'll have to put our heads together.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was thinking of places that we can post those things.
I think it's good to have
one, one and done. Yeah.
Too, and you can always give them, you can take one at your church.
Did you have the top order?
And that
gets list?
A lot of people too.
No, but I'll add it.
They can send anything, and if they're fine with it, they'll put it in their weekly truck board.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because
and
you
do you ever
stay
go to other towns and do things, or not really? Because kids stuff, or are you. No.
That's where my Front Porch Forum, and then on Facebook, that like that's how I got like so many kids.
Yeah,
I found a local community
homeschool
group,
right.
And that's I think where. Yes, Frank.
There's a little technical sensitivity now with the expansive amount of AI and facial recognition stuff, where people don't want to have their pictures or their children's pictures.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we always ask.
We always ask.
We always ask and get permission. If Julie wanted to do a picture, we never do it without getting permission.
Yep. We did it at homeschool and Annie's day.
Did you mention us going tomorrow?
We are going to the book fair tomorrow, Scholastic Book Fair, Anna and I. And we're going to bring my laptop and some cards. So if kids or families don't have library card, we'll sign them up.
Oh, that's good. What time is that?
We're going to be there 2 to 4.
And we'll buy a few books.
Yep.
How many books would you say helps the school? Like, when you buy a book there, because I read that it helps the teachers buy supplies and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's based on cost.
Oh, so, all right, so, all right. So
the
we're
prices
gonna,
are pretty decent.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to find a lot, though. I spent a lot of time there today.
Really?
The selection of hardcovers is very thin.
Hmm.
And I really feel like you need hardcovers.
Yeah, okay.
So.
We just want to try and support the school.
Oh, yeah.
And if we can. But we're there volunteering and getting cards, so we've got that. And then the walking field trip, which hopefully we'll figure out sometime next week, which will be kindergarten, first, and second grade.
And how many kids is that? Or we don't know yet.
It's
not a big number. It's 20?
No, it's like 28.
Number? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because I got counted actually yesterday. There's 10 kindergarten, 10 second, and then first grade. Is there 8 maybe?
Mm.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, when they came at the end of the school year and I read to them, they kind of filled up this whole little area.
And probably 6 adults.
So many.
Yeah. So we'll sit down here and...
It worked out well.
Yeah. And I'm going to show them the pictures of when Carol, the principal, was a teacher and brought the kids here.
Oh.
Yeah. We have some of those.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Nice.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. And you know what? Kudos to how much headway you have made with the school and the connection that you've already started.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just fantastic.
Oh, yeah. We did the walk to school with Nan, Mary Beth, and Annie were there.
Yeah, I think you know, kids might start coming around a little more, and more cards, more patrons. So thank you. It's only November, and it's really making headway.
Yep, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think you have a lot of great ideas, and I also think it's great that you went to that Rutland meeting and all that stuff.
Oh yeah. That was like 2 hours long.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so it was and they're all library directors. I forget where some of them were from, but. They were all from Rutland County.
Mm.
So she said that was like once every 2 months.
Which is a real big help for us on the board, too, because she's learning things.
Exactly.
And passing them on to us.
And that made, when they talked about the trustees, they actually said we could reach out to them and they can have someone come to one of our meetings. But that's down the line.
That's down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
down
a winter project. Winter project.
Or whatever. They can come later.
Okay. Any other questions for Julie? Thank you.
Okay. I'm just going to stay here because she's there.
No.
Okay. So, Gloria.
Perfect timing, huh?
Perfect timing. Friends of the library.
Friends of the library. Okay. So, the update on that is that we have approximately 20 members.
21.
From PACT. I am anticipating, I need data. I'm anticipating that we'll get some from the homeschool people. There's quite a few repeat people already.
Mm-hmm.
And even my book clubs are not all fully enrolled, but I think the majority of our members are from the book clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And we are having our board meeting this Saturday.
Oh,
so
nice.
If anybody on the board wants to attend, you may. This Saturday at 2 p.m. My understanding from Julie is that the MOU that I had given her was approved by you guys because
I
we
gave
are putting
it to them.
That.
We'll have, that was the first
okay. Well, I guess we should figure out if that has been approved because that's becoming part of our bylaws, which we're trying to basically ratify this Saturday. So,
I don't even know what MOU is.
Memo of understanding.
Yeah.
You sent that to us directly, Laura?
No.
No, I handed it to the meeting and I don't remember who I physically handed it to. But I said this is your friends.
Probably August.
I think that was September. Yeah, it wasn't last month, I don't think.
No.
I have the first draft July 23rd, 2025.
Yes, and my understanding was that part was approved.
Okay.
And I think that's all.
Am I correct?
That was the only thing. It was only one meeting that I handed, so I don't know.
Right. Right.
I don't recall talking
okay,
about
I'm looking
myself,
for
it. But,
I don't either.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess the question is, do I need to wait for you all? Technically, I don't. Because we are technically a separate entity. One of the things I spoke to Annie about was I don't really need to be included on the agenda because the relationship, we're two separate entities. Mm-hmm. I'm a separate nonprofit. I don't have to attend. You don't have to come to mine, but we're trying to make it a, you know.
So I will say, because in my classes, we went over, and I should have brought this up in my thing. We now have, I have binders for everybody.
I was going to ask you when you were going to hand those
out. Yeah, you should have said it.
I know.
There's one for the library. The binders are labeled because Nora was, these were in the trash pile, but Nora gave it to us. And each,
I'll take it no matter what it says on it.
One of them is like,
from the doctor, is that what it is?
No, she's
repurposed, we call that.
Yeah.
Here, love your binders.
It will be very best. So in there, I printed straight from the library, Department of Libraries, is the manual. And then Amanda had added the training, which is a PowerPoint. You can get that online on the Department of Vermont Libraries. She also did how to do a Zoom meeting. Mm-hmm. And then this page, which you can actually use very fast if you want, it lists what the duties are, responsibilities of library director, trustees, friends.
Okay.
And this is suggesting that we all attend each other's meetings.
Yeah, but it's a suggestion. It is not a requirement. It's the last page.
Yeah, so this is your column. This is my column.
Thank heavens.
Maintain
a liaison.
But we could always do it on phone, but like you said, it doesn't have to be every time. We don't. And that would be up to the board.
No, it does not say attend meetings. Executive board, you guys should attend me. I don't have
to. Maintain liaison to the board of trustees to attend their meetings. But we're not going to get into it right now.
Right.
That's not my decision. That's the board
of
trustees. And when you guys create bylaws, you guys can figure out and talk to other libraries to figure out what works with them. Because another thing that I don't even know if I bring it up, but at the meeting they were saying like the five, each board of trustee, there was five of them, and each year, you know, one comes up, and this year is actually Amanda. So technically, however you guys want to do it, because there's no bylaws, since she filled Michelle's seat, she's not up until Michelle's seat is on.
27, I looked it up.
I did too. So that's up for you guys to figure out and decide, but it looks like Amanda's name will be on the ballot, but if you guys, you know, when you look at...
My name was on the ballot last time.
Yeah, you were. She was last year.
Anyways.
Okay, all right. That's
you were.
We'll get there when Nora tells me I need 20 signatures.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Because
I was going to say, I'm like, your name says 2026. I'm pretty sure I saw that. But that they do it so that it's one name up every time. And if Michelle wasn't up, then there'll be two names and then there'll be an option. But that's a border.
Yeah, we can get to that.
Yeah.
Gloria, tell me when your meeting is.
So that's for you.
This Saturday at 2 p.m.
This is just an example that's provided from those meetings you went to, right?
So that's the actual manual by the state. I didn't print the examples.
Yeah,
but the examples of other Board of Trustee bylaws are in the email that you click. That's just like a guideline from the state.
This right here.
Yeah.
Okay. But this last sheet that you had here that we were just talking about with Gloria.
Yep, I got that from the state. Yep. This. Yep. Oh, and then we want to talk about this
Yeah, but this one, where did this come from? I'm sorry.
This state.
Yeah,
I have one libraries that I got.
Yeah.
But why does it say Connecticut, though?
Because they copy and paste, too.
It says adopted from Connecticut State Library.
Yeah, so they probably
got it. They stole it from there.
Yeah, that's actually what they told me to do.
So, I'm sorry if I'm confused, but is this what the state is telling has to be the relationship between a friends and a board of
and
trustees?
Yeah, they say this is kind of like
a guideline.
This is what a well-oiled machine looks like between the three of us.
Okay.
Oh, that's us.
This is also an email that you guys want to read.
Okay.
Mary Beth sent.
Okay.
This is the response.
Okay.
All right, from Laura.
But let's get back to what Gloria needs because that's our public comment right now.
Okay.
Our friends.
I can't find that.
One is missing because Mary Beth took it home.
Okay. I have one right here.
Yeah. So this will be Mary Beth's binder, and this will be yours.
The memo of understanding, is that what you're referring to?
I am referring to the memo of understanding.
Supposedly?
She has it.
Oh,
there it is.
Okay. So that is something, technically, let me understand this, that we are supposed to approve of from the Friends of the Library, right? Is that what you're saying?
I want you to approve the bylaws and the MOU, Memo of Understanding, and there was also, I believe, another sheet. I forget.
You probably have it all.
Am I the only one that has it and I'm not there?
If it was a paper copy, yes.
Yeah.
I don't do paper.
Yeah. So I think I make a suggestion. It's on the next meeting.
Yeah.
Because we don't have it.
Yeah.
But
do you have that on your email, Gloria?
I don't have the copy.
Yes, because you can email it.
Memo of understanding, I think, was a hard copy. The bylaws, obviously, I wrote.
Okay, so email what you have, and then what is on hard copy, we'll scan.
I can still
there.
Scan, yeah.
Okay. And then, you have a full copy of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can have that by the next meeting for all of us. Then
you guys can read it, yeah.
And we can, yeah, because we won't be able to do that tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's all right.
As long as it's by the end of the year. I mean, it would be nice to have my stuff when I file my 990.
And when is that due, Gloria? Your 990.
It's actually not due until after the end of the year. Okay. But we have to have our annual meeting, and it would be nice to have that.
Okay. So what's the best way we can help you besides the MOA or whatever?
The bylaws.
So to get book club people to join and stuff?
The book club is probably easy.
Yeah,
I don't.
Because they're like preaching to the choir. To get the word out, and we can help her. We talked about this before. Is to get the word out to people. We've never had a Friends of the Library, mm-hmm. so this is all new. Mm-hmm. And talk it up. Mm-hmm. And I think people have a misunderstanding if they sign up that they're committed to do a lot of things, mm-hmm. and no, they are not.
Mm-hmm. It's on the little sign that says you don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. In other words, basically the membership fee is so low. It's just $5 for an individual, $10 mm-hmm. for a family. It's basically a donation to the library, mm-hmm. other than the tip jar.
Mm-hmm.
and it's a place for people if they want to have a say or want to volunteer or want to, mm-hmm.
And this is on the website and on the Facebook or anything?
It's on the website. Mm-hmm. It is on the website. Mm-hmm. I guess we can, but the donation is not to the library, it's to the Friends.
Right, correct.
Because we're two separate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have their own account.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So,
can't tell them what to do with their.
We make our own decisions. We are a separate
entity. Do you renew yearly?
Yes, although anybody who joined this year, because it's got kind of off the ground, is going to be a full member for next year because it's an annual.
What's going to be your year?
Fiscal.
Okay, so every July they'll have to re-up.
Every January they will have to.
Our fiscal year is July.
You're the town. So I am not the town, and I am doing the finances, so I am doing fiscal.
Calendar.
Yes.
Calendar is the word.
Calendar.
Yeah, okay. So every January but January 2027 will be for the people that are joining now.
Or yeah, or joining any time from now until then.
Got it.
Okay. Anything else? We will work on that, and our job, I think, to try to get the word out. I've been talking about it.
Yeah, so I was asked to start this organization without real knowledge of what Friends of Libraries do. I had meetings in Middletown Springs and spoke to a couple of, you know, emailed a couple of people and got some feedback and whatnot. I am curious to know what the board's expectations of a Friends of the Library is in terms of what you would like the organization to do. When I spoke to Gina and Michelle when we first talked about starting one, it was basically to drum up volunteers.
Okay, so that is something.
Yes, yeah, it's
that
like
we,
it's
the board is going to have to talk about. We haven't really defined that.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I can add is I'm just coming at it from a financial perspective. Mm-hmm. One of the things that made the concept of a Friends attractive to us was the fact that you would have much more flexibility in terms of how you can raise money and spend the money, etc. We are limited on a bunch of things here because we don't even have our own checking account or accounts. You know,
right.
We don't have like Gina, I'll give an example. The former librarian had a very successful fundraiser each year using GoFundMe. And it was she had to like basically set it up because we didn't have our own taxpayer number or anything like that. We weren't and the town doesn't give out certain information, et cetera. So she had basically set that up under her own, I think, name and everything else. The money went into, even though she advertised it, what it was, which is the library fundraiser. And so the process was kind of, was not the best because the money goes into there. Then she has to, she couldn't connect it to the town somehow, like directly, but she had to basically take the money out, put it into her account, and then write a check to the town. That's really messy. We don't want to do that and put anybody in a situation like that. So the idea that, like, one of my thoughts was, boy, that would be something that if we wanted to continue to do that, and we raised, like, I think I'd say it was like $1,400 last year or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good amount of money. That might be something that, the Friends could do much easier because you could link directly to them. You've got your own, TIN, you've got your own account. You don't have to, and so I think it's a question of, and maybe, I don't know if the MOU addresses this, but it's like, I think at a minimum we would coordinate with the Friends on fundraising. And some things might be better for your organization to do, and other things may be better for us or whatever, or maybe collectively we do it, or maybe, I think that's the kind of thing we
okay.
love
so
to
like
explore.
Maybe, yeah, if we're collaborating, then
yeah.
the funds could flow through us be more easily distributed.
Exactly. And then we would, and recognizing the fact that, you are a separate entity, we would then go to you and say, geez, we are planning a program for XYZ. Here's our cost estimate of $500 for this. We'd like, a donation, requesting a donation if you
yeah,
if
in touch. Yeah, yeah, that's what we would want to do.
Yeah, and you guys would consider that vote on,
The Middletown Springs one had a huge donor and is moving into their new building because they got, hundreds of thousands of dollars from a donor. We're not getting that, but they donate books, they set up the book walk, they do, they do separate types of things.
Yeah.
That
I also think, if I'm remembering correctly, we were really pushing to get a 501c3 because that affects getting a lot of grants and programs.
Yes, and we have a grant.
And so we've already accomplished that.
Grant writer on the board, supposedly Mark Shea, said he would help us write grants.
Yeah.
So, But yeah, I guess I feel like at this stage of the game, I feel a little redundant because I already volunteer and mm-hmm. I already, you know, contribute to the library mm-hmm. and stuff. But I do think the 501, and we did get it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So give me your money.
Yeah. And one other quick thing I remember too, like I remember Gina one time coming, people had come up to her and said, oh, we'd like to contribute to the library, but we'd like to do it through, I don't even know, because I am the worst with social media mm-hmm. and stuff like that, but some of these new...
Venmo?
Yeah, exactly, those kind of things.
Sure.
And I said, you know, Gina, we don't have an account, so if they mm-hmm. wanted to do that, they'd have to go link to the town account. I don't think the town's going to, you know, allow that, mm-hmm. which, so... You know, whereas you guys, if you know, you would have to decide obviously in your own policies with it, you know, how you want to approach that. But I guess that's a thing that a lot of people like to do nowadays, you know, and collect money or you know, that way, et cetera. So I think it opens up a lot of possibilities that we are not able to really, you know, kind of take advantage of. So we're kind of, you know, we have to work within those constraints that the town puts on us. So.
So is it way too early to say things like, what did you have in mind? Like things every 3 months or something? Like in other words, and then because you're saying volunteer, so you mean then you would be asking these people to join us on the walk or join us to do something specific?
Correct. So when we sent out the flyers or when we had the flyers, it asked them, you know, what would you be willing to do? For example, one of the people that was here for Annie's Day said they would be Nan for a day.
Oh.
We have lots of people who are willing to bake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody could use a break from being Nan, right? So, but
yeah.
Yeah, you're
going
to get married for this. Yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, we, so Bonnie originally was going to be on the board when mm-hmm. she backed off. Mm-hmm. And we had a whole list of ideas, some of which we got from Middletown Springs. But some of them were things that you were already doing. So, like, you know, the book walk was one of the things that we were very excited about. And so we're going to figure out how to do that. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're basically working, Julie and I and Annie and, you know, whoever happens to come along. And volunteers are not being organized yet.
Well, we're all learning different things right now. Yeah, because it's new to us also.
Yeah.
But they have never had friends at the library here.
Yeah.
So we're kind of learning at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but we're getting this. We're making progress.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I mean, the thing that I think of for if we were to do a tag sale again, the Village Wares, you know, that very successful fundraiser, which was a whole lot of work, and the more volunteers, the merrier in that respect, because right. we could always use more hands, especially with tents going mm-hmm. up. And
we did not have enough help at all.
Who was coming to get the stuff? Yep. I mean, we did it, but mm-hmm. ooh, you know, we could have
right.
always used more hands
right.
for those big
those
major
kind of
things.
Yeah. Hmm. Would have been great.
That to me is where the friends.
Frank
yeah.
has his hand up.
Okay.
And then we're going
to. As a treasurer for over 30 years of a large environmental organization in the state of Vermont, there's one thing you have to be aware of with a 501c3, and that's a thing called UBI, Unrelated Business Income, which is a change that Congress made
yeah.
because there were nonprofit hospitals raking in money, so they decided to correct that. So if you're in competition with some type of whatever you're doing with some business, this is what this change in the congressional law was, is basically alleviate that. So unrelated business income rules, the pitfall is that if you break the rules, then you have to return the money to donors, et cetera, that have maybe taken it as a tax write-off as a 501c3 already, so it becomes a messy situation.
Yeah.
And so you have to be fluent in UBI with whatever fundraiser as you go through that filter first, and just make sure you're crossing a few T's and I's and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to, it's large universities, stuff like this, they hire very expensive law firms and stuff, tax law firms, to do their tax work around their fundraising because of this UBI thing. Mm-hmm. And they're advised and they pay a lot of money to these firms to make sure it works out right. Not that you're going to have to ever do that.
I don't think so.
But,
yeah.
But,
okay,
so.
Let's hope. Somebody will give us a copy of this MOU at some point before the next meeting?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Who's going to do that?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah. We will make sure that we have that by the next meeting.
And do I have everybody's email? Is everybody, I mean, like,
if not, before the end, we'll make sure you do.
Yeah. Or you can just send me an email that you've sent to.
I'll send.
Yeah.
To all of us.
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay. Amanda's doing it right now. Thank you, Amanda.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Next.
Let's move on. Do we have any additions or? Well, we don't have any deletions. Any additions to the agenda?
We got to do an approval of the consent.
Yeah, we got to approve and second some things.
Oh, okay. That's great, too. Okay, so, and we have someone want to raise your hand to approve of the treasurer's and the librarian's report.
And the minutes from 10-2.
Oh, the minutes. We didn't do that, did we? Okay. All right, let's go back, guys. I skipped right over that. We have to approve of the minutes from last month.
Email that because I could not find it.
Yeah.
It's interesting because Mary Beth said the same thing, I sent it again.
I did not get it.
I didn't get it because I was going to print it, and then same thing. Like
if you're ever in doubt, check the town's website because they should be posting them there.
Are they?
And I did put the link on our page to go there.
Okay, so
Mary Beth, did you get the minutes, or do we need to table that until next time?
I did not get them, so I don't have any.
I got them.
Michael, did you get them?
I believe I did.
I looked through everything today, and I don't have
them. I thought I looked down and gave it today.
So the town posts the unapproved minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
So
I put the links.
October 7th, I got it. Is it?
Yeah. Because it was the 10-2 meeting.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Well, two of you did, and I don't have them.
I didn't get them, and we looked together again today, so. But now I know.
But we can just table the 10-2 meeting minutes, and we will approve them at our next meeting.
Okay. Why don't we do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you just make a note of that, Mary Beth, so that I don't forget?
Yes. Okay. We want hard copies?
Maybe that would be easier. I don't know.
We're going to table that, and next month we will approve of
next month we will need to approve October and November.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back to, thank you, the treasurer's and the library's report. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to accept the treasurer's report and the library's.
Okay, I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. No additions? Okay.
We can get public comment now.
Anyway. We do have a visitor.
Thank you. My name is Frank Nelson. I have a long genetic history with this town. The West Farm up in Crossman State Park, you up in there. Was my ancestor cleared the land and buried up there when Vermont was a country, essentially, and all that. And long history, my grandmother remembered Cone's Point when it was a cow pasture and used to have to go up and used to be able to do picnics out on the end of it. So I have relatives buried around here and also in that. And my parents were members of this church, so we grew up going to Sunday school and Methodist church, and my mom ran a summer camp out of Lake St. Gavin for kids for years and was a big mover in Variety Day and
which I attended. I attended that camp.
The whole thing.
Okay.
So a lot of water under the dam of wells. Mm-hmm. We lived in Pollitt, and I am currently the energy coordinator in the town of Pollitt. I'm on the planning commission, and I'm also a member of the working group for the MERC grant that we have received, which is to make the town hall and the library more energy efficient. we are able to spend through this grant because we're using so much energy, we're at the top of the tier selected wise, $420,000. We have a problem because both of those buildings are historical preservation trusts or whatever. They like square nails, they don't want any changes. So we're aiming at using the money to do, it will be expensive, a geothermal system to provide heat to both buildings. And so we're having a meeting on that next Tuesday, another phase, as we're working with a selected contracting group that's going to be running this through. In the process, we got what's called a MERP mini grant we qualified for. I tried to pitch it to the select board member down here because it was totally free. Easiest grant ever. You filled in like three fields on its website and click send. Maybe six. But send, and I called up the grant administrator and I said, did you get it? She says, yes, and I'll have it approved in half an hour. Or $4,000. And there was no reporting except you had to report because you just spent the money. Okay. And so we opted to get digital camera, which is infrared. Okay, this FLIR is highly rated. We got two of them. And they will be in the library to be checked out like books. So there's only one there now. I got the other one obviously here now. So that people can go in and check it out and go and see where their heat loss is in their house instead of having to hire, pay $200 or forever, and schedule somebody that may not be able to come for like months and months because they're so busy, to go out and just take an infrared picture of their house. It's very simple to do. And you can see, I can turn this on here. It's just, it actually, this camera takes regular pictures and infrared pictures and can overlay them. So you
can interrupt for 1 second? Because I know the purpose tonight is we can't have the demonstration of what you want.
No.
Are you here to ask us to put it on our schedule to have you come and do the demonstration?
I'll be there in less than a minute. Yes.
I mean, I'm just showing you this.
But what I'm saying is what we would like, because I've been to Middletown Springs Library, right, and Holy Library, right, and stuff, and I was talking to Gina, I would talk to you before. I would have to do a presentation according to Gina here to you guys first, and then to open it up for some of the town-wide presentation after that. But whether you want to combine that is up to you.
I'm kind of confused. What is it that you...
It's an energy efficiency.
No, what is it you want to do?
You want to come to the board
do a slide
and have a presentation.
This for what purpose?
With energy efficiency. That's an energy conservation that I would be taking pictures.
You would be taking
pictures. Taking infrared pictures as part of the presentation showing the heat loss of this building.
It did come up to the board, but correct, and we said we just cannot do it now. We tabled it. There's so much going on, we couldn't have the presentation.
Exactly.
That's still, as far as I'm concerned, that is still, we have a lot of other things. I appreciate your coming, and that's something that the board, I think, next month, to see when we can have you come and do the presentation.
The question is
that what you want to do?
Because, like, overall, when we did the presentation,
was that the September event?
We've done multiple presentations about first business birthday and stuff. And we just opened it to the public and the board members. So we know two persons. And we had Efficiency Vermont there, we had a number of displays.
Since you're here tonight, give us how long of this presentation is going to be?
No more than I don't know. Lucy Norman does. Lucy Norman, the window dressers person, to make the, and this is a little handout that they do, copy to make a better version. She
is it, we're a one-trick team because this is Bill Storm. This is a nonprofit, and it's a volunteer group that does this. And one of the things I've observed in this building, for example, is one of those, and it does have a lip or ridge on the outside where it must head storm windows. And this is like a storm window you put on the inside, and there's a here where the head is.
Right, we're kind of
So that would be tabled until next month.
We do have to table it.
But I could take pictures of it and build a little presentation of pictures using software with this, which show.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to have to cut it off. We will take it up next month as to when we can do it. Cannot get into it tonight.
Typically during cold weather, yes.
Okay. I appreciate
you coming in summer, and then you have the option of, you know, the next months where it's so cold.
Yeah. But cannot do it tonight. Appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Okay. Business sandwich board. Mary Beth, you and I.
Sandwich board.
Sandwich board.
It's just something that I think about. If we had that, I just think that there could be notifications right out there on the street of some of the events. And I would just love to see one out there. Just a big one with big, you know, those white ones with the big letters that just could announce upcoming events. Or, you know, just if you wanted to say chess meetings Wednesday, or, you know, homeschool hangout Tuesdays.
Right.
I don't know. I just feel it's another way to communicate as people are driving by. And I really like to get one. Everybody else needs to chime in, though. It's not just my great idea.
No, but I think you could just get approval on the board for us to look into it and get one. We'll hop out to our what's that?
I said, don't we have one out there?
We have the board, we don't have the letters. I thought it's what we talked about last time, Mary Beth.
The ones in the storage thing are not in good shape.
But what about the one up here that says like new hours starting?
That was borrowed.
That doesn't belong to, that was the church's. Oh, Mary Beth and I brought it over ourselves from the church.
Okay.
We don't have one of letters or anything.
Okay.
And there's old ones that are not in good shape in the storage.
Yeah, I remember you talking about. Yeah.
Right.
I asked the folks at Dorset about theirs, I think he gets it on Amazon. Boo Amazon, but I think he gets it on Amazon. I think he said it was about, I think they're like $129. And then, of course, you have to get the letters.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
This is a thing that friends
could do for you. If that's in the closet is in good shape, we get you some letters, you got a board.
If somebody brings it in and out, or I mean, like, it's not weather resistant, is it?
No, you would bring it inside
the
door.
Again, the librarian at Dorset said they keep theirs out in all kinds of weather. Snowstorm.
Okay.
And he said it lasts a couple of years.
Oh.
Because they keep it out in all weather.
We just put it out to advertise on a bed coming up and then different times.
Or keep it in the winter when we know there's going to be a storm.
Okay.
I haven't seen the one in the storage, so I can't speak to what kind of shape that one's in.
Well, we will.
So this weekend, I'm going to be out there because there's a bunch of stuff in there that needs to go over to the shed.
But we have got to get to the shed first and get stuff out of there. It is jammed.
I know.
Friend volunteer here.
Yeah.
I'll help with that, too.
I'm actually
home this weekend, too, so.
I mean, I'm here Saturday. We want to try to do it Saturday. But my help that was going to come to lift all the stuff isn't available till Sunday. So that's why I said, okay, if we want to, you know, because like there's just boxes of stuff here that are just taking up space that we don't need here.
And I quickly talked to Todd Fenton when we had here last week. And I said, is it okay? We're going to go into our sheds. We're going to get some stuff that we do not need anymore. We'll not give you junk. Can I just let you know? And he said, I appreciate your asking. Put it together and just put it outside of the shed at the town hall for the fire department. We have their permission to do it. So there's stuff there that
make a decision on it so we can. I'll text them when we leave it too. So that way, doesn't get wrecked.
Yeah.
So we'll look at the weather too.
But we really do have to get in there and get that cleaned out, guys.
Yeah.
Before we start putting other stuff in.
We'll try to do that this weekend because
okay. This
stuff there, like we can't even open that door.
Back to the sandwich board then. Do we need to have an approval from the board if, say, Mary Beth finds one and it's a reasonable price that we can order?
I think it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I mean, even if we are able to use that one, we'll get letters. We have
you and I looked at it.
There and there, yeah.
We didn't think they were in that great a shape.
Well, it's only under 29. We may as well just get one.
Get a decent one that's going to last for a while.
I don't know what you're finding. I'm looking at 250.
250?
250?
Well, I reached out. I'm still waiting for someone to email me back to see if we can get a discount being a library. So.
Well, let's look on 10.
Yeah, we'll look at it, but it's not a bad idea if we have multiple because then we can hit both roads and, you know, one during inclement weather, like the badly shaped one.
That's true, we could use one. Yeah, okay. Well, it sounds like maybe we should wait.
And it might be worth asking Nora because there's a big one at the town, so I'd be curious how much they paid for theirs.
Oh, they have a big one. They do have a big one at the town.
Is that the one that's on the wall?
No, it's right in front of the steps most of the time, but it'll say, like, taxes due, and, like...
Yes, yes.
We don't need one that big,
no.
But I'm curious if they had a supplier, like Uniline, that sells them cheaper.
All right, then maybe we should do a little bit more research.
Yeah, I'll try to find some, and
then we'll let
people
know.
I'll try to bring some to discuss, okay?
I'm going to Dorset tomorrow, and I'll take a picture of the... label where they got theirs.
Okay. I tried to do that. Oh, yeah, see, this is a swinging one for $167. Okay.
That's the swinging one that we have. We have a swinging one.
Oh, you have a swinging one?
In the shed.
Okay.
That's, but I think you guys want it. We want it.
Yeah.
The triangle.
Yeah, like we have. The church has. Yeah, that's a decent one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Here's 245.
Yeah.
Here's 245. I don't even know if it has letters. Okay. Well, also you get what you pay for, right? So
yeah. Right. All right. We'll do some more.
Okay. I'll see what I can find.
Okay.
And then can I get some bins for the books?
You can get some what?
Bins, totes, so we can put the books in there.
We have already approved of buying bins.
How many?
Yeah, because we're
Walmart, they're like $7.
We're not putting any books in any cardboard boxes in that shed. We already said way back that we need to buy some bins for books.
I'll buy some. I'm hoping Black Friday they go on sale.
Right.
But Walmart,
the Rubbermaid things you're trying to
buy?
Yeah. Because we threw out, I can't tell you, we filled the dumpster.
But like,
they had those books in there for years and they were destroyed. Yes.
Like that, I'm not making any money. I made my money on it. It's time to get it out
of
the space.
We do need, but we had agreed on that back a lot.
Afraid because I think it's going to be perfect.
So do those are going to get stored? Those
for books? The book sale for next year, yeah.
But we couldn't sell them this time. I mean,
it's just they were never out in the actual book sale.
Right.
Those were just weeded, and then I put them here.
Right.
And
right.
Let me and the same 20 people that come in. So right off the bat, I think it was like $50. Somebody just bought $6 worth, and then they had like 40, and
I mean, it might be worth going forward, though. It's sort of just accumulating books and books and books. If something's not selling initially, there was a guy that you mentioned who comes and just collects books.
We had a book sale, and what we didn't sell.
Yeah.
He did that for our thing.
So the book sales will get other people.
Exactly.
From
right.
other towns.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Because we don't have much as I want,
right.
I try my hardest to get the flow of people coming in.
Right.
They're just not coming in.
But that's kind of on the future about when we're going to have a book sale and how we're going to go about
that. Yeah, I think, but so that way I just want to say, it's probably going to be at least two or three totes.
Yeah. Hey, Julie, could you put something on Front Porch Forum? Like, does anybody have any plastic bins that they're not using?
I'll do that.
Because I know at home we had a ton, then I dispersed them to children, and now I don't have any more. There was a time I had bins on bins.
Right.
So,
because we want them with covers so mice
won't
get
covers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
right.
It might also be worth a quick trip in the Family Dollar.
No, way too expensive. That one right there was $15.
Really?
Yes. And they're
even
going
now
out
that
of business.
Closing, though?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Big Lots had some really good ones at a reasonable price, but we don't have Big Lots anymore. So.
Walmart is the cheapest price because I went there and I saw them and I can order them online. So I said, oh, maybe Black Friday because they're expensive on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just give it a try for it. Then
Yeah, because that was the first place
people might want to get rid of some.
Or even I'll look at Marketplace too. You never know. Someone might have them for sale for like $5.
Yeah. Yep, because I really want to get that car out of here.
Yeah.
And then I can...
Okay, I know the hour is getting on. Let's go on to board policies and bylaws.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think we've all kind of agreed that we do have to work on this. We do not have a set of bylaws, but that's not something obviously we're going to do tonight. A suggestion I was thinking about, if a couple people want to get together at a separate time and start working on some. Julie gave us, on your email, there was, gave us two or three different places.
Oh yeah, there's four.
That we can look at how they did their bylaws. And it doesn't have to be real long. One of them was, what, a page?
Right.
Two pages at the most.
Yeah. Description of what
we do know
has.
That we should have them.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long it's been since we had, I don't think they've had bylaws.
No, because I talked to Lisa Madison and I'll email her, ask her what she has, because she said when she was here, she brought it up at least twice. And I did talk to Gina, and Gina said she'd asked, she never got them either.
Okay, so that's something.
So it's at least 5 weeks.
We know we do have to work on, but to me, if we had a couple of people that would be willing to get together during the week to start working on it.
Yeah.
And that way we have stuff in writing.
Yeah.
Those were like when Michelle said we had a bylaw about being open after 5. I look back in all the minutes. That was never anything and nothing in writing.
No.
So this way we have something.
Yeah, we got to start from scratch and we got to do them ourselves.
Yeah.
So, question:
Yes,
do we need both bylaws and then policies?
Policies and procedures are operating of the facility, like in the materials and stuff like that.
Right.
Your bylaws will how you govern the group and
trustee bylaws.
Well, trustees, yes.
Okay, but the policies and procedures, do those have to be?
I'm going to be updating them, and then I have to bring them to you guys, and then you guys will approve or not.
Yes.
So I'm waiting for the collections. I've already done a couple, and I'll send you the emails and where I researched them from.
Okay.
And then, like, change, and I'll say, you know, X, Y, or whatever, and maybe we'll do, like, one a month or something, and we can, but my collections, because we don't have a collection policy, that's a huge chunk.
When you say collection, collecting, or we do books, you mean?
No, how we would add books.
Or the book collection.
What our, you know, policy is if there's a lost or damaged book, because right now we just eat everything in the library.
Okay. I mean, there could be some overlap between the bylaws and the policies and procedures too, so that's the other thing I'm thinking about.
I don't know. From what I looked at, the ones that you sent, that other, you know, based on what other libraries do, it looked like the bylaws were really separate.
Yeah, and like
did you get that impression?
Yeah. Like you guys do kind of set both, but like a bylaw could be like you guys, you know, want the library open X amount of hours a week. Like that won't be like a policy.
Right.
Like,
it would be a policy.
You know, it's like weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we don't even have, like it just. And it just describes each person's function, too. Yeah.
But I mean, like, even like the late, like, I've never understood why we don't enforce like charging late fees on books. And I could never figure out, was that a trustee, you know, sort of bylaw, or was that a librarian operational decision or whatever? And I don't think it was ever clear to me. Because at one time, I think we did do that, but I mean, that's come up over and over. And then we started sending out notices, remember, using
Karen
Tiny Cat, and then that was shot down after.
I thought that was a good idea.
I did too, actually.
I really did.
I will set the policies in coordination with Julie, and you know, that's in your bylaws that you oversee what the policies and procedures
You make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. You guys technically really, you guys run it, guys come up with it, and I try and I make to, you know, fulfill your mission and your, whatever you, you know, want. And like you, right in there, some bylaws, if you even read, like you guys could say, like, we want this type of programming and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Like you guys can tell me, yeah, you do this type thing.
Right.
So like, cause in the policies, you're not going to write, you know, I want to make sure we have X amount of, you know, adult programming or children's programming. Mm-hmm. That won't be a policy, but in the bylaws, you could say, this is how we want the library run.
Right.
I
would be willing to work with anybody that we could, maybe after the meeting, we could decide when we can get together and start. And the ones that Julie sent out, I looked at several of them, and it really gives us an idea of how to do it.
Okay.
And it's that long. I'm not talking about writing a book. One of them was 2 pages.
Yeah.
Like, they'll put the meetings, the trustees have to meet a minimum of this time, and it will be on this day of the month, and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Like, that won't be listed on a policy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
The bylaws are more high macro, and the policy at a micro level.
Yeah, and like operation.
Well, Julie, what's hanging over by your desk? That's
policies and procedures.
Correct. Okay.
So yeah, that, like, the first thing says, you know, patrons will be, you know, considerate of my time, other patrons' time.
Right.
You know.
So I knew we had something, but I knew it wasn't bylaws.
Yeah, right. And the thing that I sent you guys email before, that was from Joy Brewster, 2017. So that was what was condensed in 2021.
Got it. So we're talking 5 years ago now. Almost.
Yeah.
It's almost 2026. Mm-hmm. So it's time. Mm-hmm. It's definitely time.
Well, and that's also a bylaw you guys can add. How often do you guys want to look at policies?
Right.
And how often do you guys want to look at bylaws?
Exactly.
I think some people do it with you.
Well, the ones I remember looking at, and I don't think that's necessary, was like, you should look at it every year. We can decide.
That's all you guys.
We can determine that. Okay.
Because yours is not
long. Do you have any other suggestions or comments on that? And Julie, thank you again. This is great. And she is taking all these courses. She's learning things for us.
Yeah. And I joined the trustee listserv. And so if I get emails from there, I can forward them to you. Because the guy from the state I talked to, he said, you don't get that many. But, like, they'll kind of, like, point out and say, this would be a good, you know, and they're usually free.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'll take what I can if I can get the credit.
Yeah, it's been an enormous help.
You know,
trust me.
I need 150 credits, so if I'm like, if I can get one credit, that knocks down to 129.
Okay. The heat pump. I talked to Jim. And he already, I guess he told me he had come in service or whatever. He said, what you have to do, and I have 2 heat pumps, is clean your filters. It's not a hard thing, but ours are way up there. And he said to me, I will stop by and do it for you. It's a simple thing to do. I do it for my own too, but I can reach them. You just take the filters out, wash them, dry them, put them back in. But considering...
How often did he say to do it?
He said he would do it. I said, Jim, let me know. Doesn't have to be during the hours. I have a key. I'll let you in. So he will do that for us.
Okay.
It's a suggestion that you do it when you're changing the seasons, when you're going from AC to heat.
Oh, right.
That's when I do it. Yeah. So
he's going to have to, he'll just have to take it back.
He just has to take them out and we clean them and put them back
but,
in.
But he knows we don't have a water source here, right? So he can't.
Oh, yeah. I can even run it home to my house.
Well, this would be a good month to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So I'll get after him again.
That's great.
He said,
thank you, Amy.
That's
perfect.
Yeah, that's
he said he would be very happy to do that. So that was that.
Perfect.
Okay. New business. And I think, Amanda, this is you because you had brought it up. Staff parking.
I added staff parking mostly because I know that we want to be parking Julie here for when she leaves and it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not bright enough? Is there enough light?
It's fine.
Because I like the Halloween lights.
So I added the Halloween lights because Annie had them.
Okay.
But I unplug them, but that's another way for people to drive by and see that we're open.
Right. So maybe let's put up another set of lights that aren't Halloween lights.
Just white ones, right? Little white ones?
Just white ones.
$20.
Like to keep them on all the time?
No, when you're open.
Well, we have a million, the shed, we have a million lights.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll look to see, because we were going to keep those there, I think, through Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
because
they're orange.
Oh, right. Okay.
But we want them year round, and then
that's a good idea. Have them year round. Yeah.
Once daylight savings begins, I will
work on the other side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna ask if we could get lines painted.
Oh, we were. Yeah, right. Because
but
that's.
I think I missed my opportunity because they painted on East Wells today.
I saw them here on Tuesday. They were here Tuesday. Oh.
So I just thought
this is what paint.
It might be nice to, at some point, maybe keep it in the back of our minds to paint lines.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I was questioning what our rights are to that parking.
To the churches. Well, that's something Mary Beth and I maybe are going to have to look into. We just assume, people park over there. And
they park here when the church is going.
The neighbors across the street park their car overnight in the church's parking thing, and nobody's ever said anything. I have no idea what the policy of the church is. I mean, they obviously have never complained because they're only open on Sunday morning.
Yeah. There's rarely anything going on during the week.
Yeah, rarely.
You know.
And there's no sign that say no parking. Like if you go to Manchester, they strictly say no library parking or parking for such and such only. But we encourage people to use our property and town property first.
I mean, everybody uses the church. Xfinity uses that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
really, they're using Wi-Fi. I had two things out there. Oh, my goodness.
The only thing, since we brought that up, that you cannot do, because I happen to own it, is the right-of-way. Because that's in my deed, and it's from the town, there's no parking on that right-of-way.
Which is that new thing that they do.
Which is the driveway that goes in back of the church to my house. Okay. I wouldn't care, but it's in my deed that you can't park here. So as long as, and nobody does. I've never noticed anybody using that particular one. But as far as the church, everybody uses those parking things. I mean, sometimes we even have people overnight.
The other thing that I noticed, just in me coming here with my own kids, when I have to park over there, they get out of my car, run. And that's like a highway.
It is.
So... I want Julie to park here because that's safe for her when
it's
dark.
Right.
But I want as many of our patrons as possible to be able to park on this side, especially thinking homeschool hour. I'm people come around
corner by
the church.
I know.
Should
hopefully
get
it gets
boy,
better.
One of those little boy signs.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Children reading.
Out on the town road? Can we put a turtle in the middle of the road on a town road?
Maybe. They won't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait, there's only two spots though, right?
Technically, there's four, but three really comfortably. So I try to park on the grass, but tonight I parked over there because I knew there'd be multiple of us here. And, but over there, it's pitch black. But
just something to think about.
Yeah.
I mean, also, we have a new police officer monitoring, so hopefully traffic will get better.
I had a little talk with him about that, since I happen to live on the road that they zoom down, and he said we are working on that, and it's going to be more of us working on it. I said, you really need to.
Yeah.
I know Don's been bringing it up at their meetings, too.
Because it's terrible.
We have a new policeman?
Let's not get sidetracked. That'll take us off into a rant. All right, the next thing, carpet corner repair, that was also mine.
Mm-hmm.
The carpet corners are lifting.
Well, I just came over with double-edged tape, but I can see that's lifted up already.
Yeah, and I taped it too. Frank, did you help me with that? Did you help me with the carpet repair?
I forget.
So it was,
I'll submit a bill.
Yeah, because I know Jeff and Gail and I did it too.
Is there something we can get that's better than the tape?
I wish we could just nail it.
I don't think we better go there.
Well, there's nails. We'll line it right up.
When they make specific carpet tops.
Oh, yeah.
Tape, grit.
But I don't.
Duck brand, indoor, outdoor, carpet tape, lots of different carpet tapes. I don't know if any of them work, but there's a lot of carpet tape.
Yeah, people just like hit it and then
I
it just comes up.
I got one of the best ones because I use it at home and it's worked on my rugs with two hands. It totally destroyed my rug. But
so maybe it's something we just have to keep a closer eye on.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'll look on something and on Black Friday if there's something super cheap, then we can get it.
It's basically
just someone might trip.
That one, yeah,
I
know.
I tripped on it. That's why I brought it up.
well, no, it's a safety thing, but it's basically two corners, right?
It's the most rapid.
Because that one is underneath.
Yeah.
Luckily, the children's rug there is fine. That rug is fine. It's this rug right here.
There's something called carpet grips that are like, it looks like tape. Think of a big old band tape, but it looks like it has little rubber grips, so you stick it onto the carpet, and then it goes down on the floor, and the grips keep it down. It's called a carpet grip.
Carpet grip.
I will send everybody that picture, and you can look at it, okay?
Now, because that's a good point, and you can very easily trip on that.
Yeah, we don't need that. That'll be that.
No. Okay. Trustee manual.
That's the binder.
That what you gave us.
Yep.
Okay.
And I have one here. So anything that goes in there will go to the one here at the library. So it's like a backup. And then if we ever get, you know, like a sixth member or something, we're like, here you go. It's like
a master copy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or, you know, if it gets lost or one of you guys win the lottery and take off with it. Yeah.
You had that winning lottery on your
mind. Oh, every day. Every day of my life. Powerball is like 200 and something. It's getting too big to ignore.
You are not winning the lottery. I'm sorry.
You said I'm
keeping you here with a lottery, but stay here. All right. All right, guys. And thank you again, Julie, for the work you put into that.
Yes.
Thanks for this.
Yes.
Is there anything else?
No, there was a pencil table.
Hey, what are you guys doing for the lighting of wells?
Oh, that's a good idea. We didn't have that on our agenda, did we? No, yeah, actually December 7th, yes, December 7th, 4 to 6, mm-hmm, tree gets lit at 5, mm-hmm, and the church is both, and do we, are we gonna, do you guys want to open the library last year, because I was looking at old photos. People were able to come in.
Oh, we had it open.
So you want to open
it? It's open on the 4th.
So
it's been open.
Okay, so it'll be open, and then do we have to do...
What happens, we set up...
Is Gloria still there?
Gloria,
yes. Do you want some baked goods?
There's an event that we need cookies for.
Yes. Friends, and that might be nice to have, like, a friend's table or something.
Yeah. Yeah, yep.
Is that something Julie is required to attend? Because if so, we need to be mindful of Julie's hours.
Yes. I think, if I'm not correct, we told Gina she did not have to.
You are correct.
Okay, am I right? I don't always remember things right, but it seems to me that came up a couple of different years.
The same thing would have gone for Halloween.
And Gina was not.
Oh.
And I don't think that was clear enough.
Okay.
Halloween outside of your regular hours,
right,
above and beyond your normal work week, is not a requirement.
Okay. Yeah. And as far as because Mary Beth and I, right, Mary Beth, did it 2 years.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. We're lost. But for the lighting, and Lisa brings us, we get the two big. She brings the water in for the two big urns for the cocoa. We're responsible for getting the cocoa. We're cutting back on that because we always have too much.
We always have too much.
Too much.
Always.
And then we send out a thing for baked cookies and stuff like that. So that's your choice.
And then you guys have the fire pit over there.
Yeah. Yeah. The fire pit. One of them is in the storage thing. They, I think they wanted two. So.
And then
they
are
the fire pit. Somebody else does that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun night, and people really look forward to it, and they come in here to get warm.
Yeah.
But then, but we meet before then anyway, because we meet by the 4th.
Okay. We have our next meeting is December 4th, yes.
4th, okay. Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay, next meeting is the 4th. Hey, is there anything else? Okay.
I don't think so.
So, do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Second. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Okay, 7:35. Sorry, guys, I said
end right here
in an hour, but just went over, yes, a little bit over.
Shorter than the last two, I think.
It's shorter than the last.
Getting better.
We are getting there. But you know what? We've had a lot to
a
talk
lot of
about.
Stuff.
Frank, can you spell your last name for me?
N-E-L-S-O-N.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to look down. I haven't. I am reading my other book.
Yeah,
and,
that's why you have so
and
many
Wicked, and another Coomer, and...
But yes,
okay,
I'll pick it up.
So,
cool.
Okay, so
is it? It better be at 500.
No, I think
we
can hang up.
I'm
going
to...
Bye, Mary Beth.
Bye, Mary Beth.
Bye, Mary Beth. Okay, so Halloween, I originally said I was... So that was... I'm trying to understand what exactly you're...
And then... I was told that that was going to get us in that whole bar.
So that's why I understand. I understand.
Yeah, the
work
hours,
hours, hours, hours, hours, hours, hours. Well, no, I put the 2 hours. I put
good.
2 hours. Good.
But what?
What's the ultimate?
Well, okay. I don't understand.
The only budget is that we're not for you.
Right, yeah,
so they can't
ignore. So Halloween is the only one because I get the 2 hours after, and I do those for my hangout hour.
Yep.
So like that's how I did it for Halloween because I said, I'm not going to be because I specifically said it. That's Friday. But Nora, she sends me a thing and she says,
so I don't know where our meeting just downloaded to.
Hopefully, downloads. Do you
want to
take it home and look at it?
Oh, Julie, is this yours?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that great?
I love it.